Today's gospel shares or recounts the terrifying experience that the apostles have at the sea with their boat being inundated in waves during a violent storm, and ultimately pleading and turning to the Lord for his assistance and help, and then receiving the assurance of Jesus' saving help in that moment. As reading today's gospel, it reminded me of a couple of stories in my own life, or one from my own life and one from someone else's life that I would like to share, both of which kind of involved a certain harrowing experience where one has the impression that they could be reaching the moment of the end of their life. For me, the year was 1998. I was a volunteer in Belize, and on a Friday evening, I got into the back of a pickup truck into the open bed, which is kind of a somewhat normal way of traveling down there, which I didn't do too often, but in this particular occasion did. I was making about just an 8-mile trip from a town called Benque to one called San Ignacio, sitting in the flatbed, kind of opened up. And unfortunately, it was probably the only new truck in all of Belize, because after the truck went over a couple of speed bumps, it hit open road. And when I looked in the cabin, I could see that the driver had the needle of the car basically floored. The road was just a two-way road, not well lit and rather windy. And all what we could do in the back of the pickup truck was basically kind of curl up into a fetal position. And in the desperation of the moment of thinking this very well could be the end of my life because this guy is driving like a maniac and there will be no chance to survive this if something goes wrong, I did two things. One was I started frantically praying and asking God and Mother Mary for help, much like what the apostles experienced with their boat being inundated with waves. I think the first lesson in that is that it really reminds us, for people of faith, when the chips are down, we turn to God with an intensity, fervor, and devotion that we should remind ourselves when we get through the experience that even in good times, we should never forget that when it matters most, we turn to God with all of our heart, and therefore we should try and keep that perspective every day of our life. The second thing I did was I started saying to myself, or saying to God interiorly, I would have been a priest, I would have been a priest. At the time I was kind of wrestling whether or not to respond to a call to become a priest or become a seminarian, and I honestly believed that I should, but I wasn't quite sure if I was willing or able to respond. I won't say that was a decisive moment in my vocational discernment, because honestly it was not. But it did bring to the forefront one point, which is at the end of our life, we are going to want to be able to say, I may not have been perfect, Lord, but I strived with all my heart to do your will. And more than anything, this is what we want to be able to say at the end of our life. God, I have tried my best to follow you and to do your will. And I think when we come into the focus of these moments where we perceive, whether it's real or not, we perceive that we're close to death, it does kind of sharpen our lens and our focus of the intensity of what our relationship with God is meant to be, and of the importance of seeking to do his will and to follow him with all our heart. The second brief story I'd like to share was shared with me a few years ago by a very kind and faithful bishop in the Philippines. There are many island missions, and the bishop said he was on a boat going toward one of the island missions, and they were hit by a rather violent squall, and the boat was being rocked back and forth and inundated with waves. And he said that he was inwardly absolutely terrified and trying not to show any of his fear outwardly. Afterwards, they got through the experience, and all the other people on the boat remained remarkably calm throughout the whole event. And he said, he asked them, he said, oh, you were all incredibly calm. How come that was the case? And they said to him, well, we had the bishop with us, so we knew that nothing could possibly go wrong with the boat and that we would be saved. He said at that moment when they said that, that he felt quite a bit of kind of interior guilt in a way, because here they were so confident that with the bishop present being a sign of the presence of Christ, they were totally assured, peaceful, and ready for whatever would happen. and yet he felt a lot of interior fear and terror in the moment. I think that too reminds us that each of us, regardless of our vocation or state in life, we are reminded that there are different storms that hit us in life, and it's precisely the presence of Jesus Christ in our life that enables us to overcome the different fears or terrors of this world, to be able to encounter them tranquilly, peacefully, and with a kind of calm and serenity of faith to say, Lord, I completely trust in you. Whatever your will may be for me in this moment, I am happy to accept it. And in your presence, I feel peace, security, and confidence, knowing that your love for me is greater than even death and anything that I am confronted with in this moment. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward in today's sacred liturgy, let us ask God for the grace that we would always turn to him in our fears, that we would be reminded of his saving presence in our life. And let us ask God for the grace that we would always maintain an intensity and fervor of devotion in our prayer life with him and our desire to do his will in our lives. Amen.